in certain places, usually on a plane, which many people aren't flying now, or in other supermarkets, it says mizonos rolls. That you can make a borei mini mizonos on something that looks like a challah roll. So to understand what's that based on, is it correct? Is it not? We have to go back to the basics of how do you define lechem. So we all know that bread is, you take water and flour, you make a dough, you cook it. You bake it. In order to be bread, it has to be water and challah, and then you bake it, and then you have, that's a din of lechem, it has to be baked. So actually the halacha is, that's what Rav Shach Tovi says over from the Rav and others, that the halacha is by hilchas challah. It says you got to take off challah, something which is lechem. So when we say bread, we talk about rye bread, rolls, but bread isn't limited to bread. In halacha, bread could include mizonos. So for instance, if you make challah, so a woman knows, depending how much they make, they have to take challah off. What about if you're making cookies? So pashtis, so Aruch HaShochan has a kula and others that maybe it's for snack, it's not a dim. A pashtis is that if it's as a din of lechem because it's water and flour, and then as a din of lechem, and then you take off challah. What do you mean? If some cake or cookies have a din of lechem, do I make a motzi lechem in a haaretz? So then Chazal said, and it's a hilchos brachos issue. In terms of din of lechem, so then lechem means water, flour, baked. Midine hilchos brachos, Chazal set up if the food's for a meal, so then if the bread's for a meal, so they said to make a motzi lechem in aretz. If it's for cookies, cake, for a dessert, or it's for eating stops, then it's borei mini mizonos. In fact, that's why it's interesting, because whether you take an 8-ounce cup of soda, or if you drink a 2-liter bottle, we don't say, well, if you're going to drink 5 ounces, you make a shahakal, but if you drink 2 liters, you make another bracha. It's a special halacha we only find by lechem. What's the pshat? Because it's two different lechem. I mean, it's one lechem, but it's the hilchos brachos issue. So if a food is lechem, pure lechem, water, flour, and bake it, so it's certainly hamotzi, according to everyone. If you put something else into it, as we'll see, let's say apple juice into the dough and bake it, so we'll get into pasta baba kistin in a minute. But if it's something, let's take a cookie, so then you'd make something which is baked. However, if it's made for, not for a meal, but if you have enough of it, or if you kovei a suda on it, it turns into hamotzi. So that's the basics, that we define lechem, water, flour, baked, and that implies cake as well as bread, but we just confuse in hilchos bracha, so therefore what we call colloquial bread, whatever we make hamotzi on, and it's cake or cookies on mizonos, but strictly speaking, it's a din of lechem, and it's a local din in hilchos bracha. We make a mizonos, and we kovei a suda on it, it becomes hamotzi. What is that halacha? That's something called pas haba b'kissin. See, it's called pas. In other words, the different shitas on what is pas haba b'kissin. So there's one shita that, let's say, instead of just having water and flour, you put apple juice as well and you bake it, so it's in the dough. And then you have something, you make it very brittle, like a snack. So that's the shaila of, we'll see, matzah we'll get to. And then, of course, the famous shaila we get all the time is on pizza. What bracha? Because you make the dough and then you add sauce and cheese on top afterwards. So if it's a pure pas, water and flour, so all agree and it's baked, so you make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on it. But if you put other things in, unless of course, as we'll see, if you either, the only way it wouldn't be hamotzi would be if it's brittle, maybe like matzah, maybe like pretzels, or if you put something inside the dough, or if you put something on top of the dough. So we'll see. So this seems to be a machlokas Ashkenaz Svardim. So the pure psak for the Svardim is that only water and flour equal hamotzi. So for instance, let's say, so you go into a store, so usually they just have challah, but sometimes they'll also have water challah. So if you, according to everybody, water challah is hamotzi, because that's all it is, that's what water challah means. And once in a while it's okay to have, but most people have not only just the egg challah, but they have the good stuff on top, the cinnamon, they put on raisins. Today, you know, people put the works on challah. So let's assume even just with eggs and everything, even just the classical challah. So that would be the question. Maybe if you put chocolate chips in and that, would this change it or not? But just the regular challahs we have, let's say with eggs in it. So eggs, they put in apple juice to give it more taste. So according to the Svardim, well, you know, again, as we'll get to the minhag of Svardim, but according to the straight psak for Svardim, you make, on water challah, you make hamotzi, but on regular challah, you only make a mizonos. Aye, so what do you mean? Because why? Because they're saying you're putting eggs or apple juice into the dough, and therefore, it's a pasta babakisnin. It makes it into a snack food. So what do we Ashkenaz say? We agree. In other words, we all agree to the facts of egg challah. So how come some Svardim would say you make borei mine mizonos, and Ashkenaz would say you make hamotzi? So the question is, if you look, the Svardim say you look straight at the ingredients. If the ingredients have water and flour, and you bake it, so that's hamotzi. But if you put anything else into the dough, by definition, it's no longer hamotzi, it's a mizonos. And perhaps if you had enough of it, you'd turn it into hamotzi. But if you're only having a certain, if you're just having a normal amount of egg challah, so you don't even make a mizonos. So how could the Ashkenaz say you make hamotzi? Because we don't just look, we care about the ingredients, but when do we say putting apple juice or eggs into the dough would change the bracha? That's if it changes from a meal food to a snack food. But the fact it has those ingredients doesn't, according to the Svardim, automatically it changes the bracha, it turns it into pasta babakis, and you make a mizonos. But according to Ashkenaz practice, we look at the whole picture, and as long as it retains its status of meal food versus snack food, so therefore the bracha of hamotzi remains. And in fact, that's the same issue, well, because what was the other? That's the same issue by matzah. In other words, people, if you're Ashkenaz, you're shocked by it, because Ashkenaz make hamotzi on matzah all year round. And you're looking for lecha mishnah, sometimes you don't have, so you take out two matzahs. So we always assume matzah is hamotzi, even though it's brittle. Yet the Svardim say you make a mizonos on matzah, except the straight psak is only during Pesach. I guess since the Torah calls it lechem, basically that's the lechem we eat on Pesach, so for over the days of Pesach, they would make av hamotzi. But generally speaking, in other words, if they had matzah during the week on Shabbos, it would only be a borei mine mizonos, so it wouldn't be good for lechem mishnah. Unless you want to say it's still considered lechem. If you get into our definition of what lechem is, even though you would make hamotzi on a pashas, you couldn't use it for lechem mishnah either. You can't use it because you're making a mizonos. So Aye, so why is it? If it's just water and flour, so that's another, because you bake it into something brittle, so the after that turns into a snack food, like crackers, like pretzels. So therefore, again, so they look at, so either they look at straight ingredients, or they look at, well, if it becomes brittle, that's it. And we say, well, yeah, it depends. Depends how brittle. If you know, pretzels, we assume are Mizonos, or crackers, but matzah, we still consider it meal food, even though it's brittle. And we make hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That's the shaila in the poskim, whether you have the same exact ingredients, but one looks like a cracker, and one looks like a more like a bread. Would that affect the bracha or not? So that's what I'm. So here by matzo is saying is even though it's brittle, but it's still considered meal food. So therefore, Ashkenaz make hamotzi, and of course, and even I heard from my friend many times, Reb Baruch Simon, that Avadji Yosef Chacham Yis came to YU. He spent a week in YU, I think, in the early 90s, and they discussed different things. One of the things he discussed is even though he wrote a tshuva, that the minhag of the Sfardim is to make mizonos on matzah all year round. He himself, in his personal mahalach, he makes hamotzi on it. And so too, as I heard from Rabbi Simon, as well from Yitzhak Kabadi as well, who was a Sfardi. He also follows the Ashkenazi custom. He thinks that you look at the big picture and not at the strict ingredients. So by regular challah, there's eggs in the dough. So the strict ingredients is no longer just flour and water. They make a mizonos, we make hamotzi. By matzah as well. That's why egg matzah itself is a further shaila. Because egg matzah, you have, it's both. Egg matzah is the ingredients have juice in, and it's brittle. So for sure, if it's Sfarim, it's a mizonos. So the question is, the famous question of the in pizza shops. In other words, what bracha do you make on pizza? Do you make a mozi, or is it, what do you say, or a mizonos? Because it's a dough, but then you're putting cheese and sauce on top. Right, so if you go by straight ingredients, so if you're a straight Svardi, so then you should definitely make a mizonos. However, if you're Ashkenaz, so then the question is, does putting cheese and sauce on change it into a snack food, or change it, or retains its meal characteristics? In fact, that could be on different times. I remember when I was growing up at the NCSY bencher, brachas, they had on two pieces of pizza, you make a mizonos, and if you're going to have three, you make hamotzi. And in other pizza shops I walk in California, in LA a while ago, it said frum wash on one. So what's the nekudas hamachokes? And also, it could be these times have changed. But the nekuda is pizza, for Sfardim, it's a mizonos because it has cheese and it has additives on top. But for the Ashkenazi, is it a meal food? Or is it a snack food? Not what I'm eating it for, but to most people, we go Basarov, Acharei Rabbeinu Lahatos. And to most people, I guess you got to take a poll, maybe different towns, different minhagim. So the principle is the same. The question is, what's the application? If it's still a meal food, then you'd make hamotzi even on one piece. But if it's a snack food, so then it'd be Passover B'kissin, then it would depend how much you have to eat to turn that into a snack food to be a koveh lasudas. That's the major machlokes. Whether it's all these shilas, it seems to be the same issue. Whether we're talking about mizonos rolls, we're talking about egg challah, we're talking about matzah, or we're talking about pizza. I mean, it's all the same shilas in terms of that to be a pure hamotzi, according to everyone, just water and flour. Water challah kulei alma. It's fluffy, it's all that, so everyone agrees hamotzi. The shaila is that either you put something else in the dough besides, you make water, apple juice, and flour, so then that's a discussion. Or if you make this water and flour, but you make it brittle, so then does that fall on the pas of baba kisna, a regular pas? And as well, pizza, do you say by putting cheese and sauce in, so in terms of hilchas brachas, so does it turn it into a snack food or leave it a meal food? So therefore, the three issues of pasaba bekistin are, if you put in, you put something in the dough besides water and flour, or you only have water and flour but it's brittle, or you made water and flour, you made the dough, but then you add afterwards, you put on cheese and sauce and you make pizza. Those are all the issues in terms of, those are some of the issues, and whether you make a mizonos or a hamotzi on these type of foods.